You want hardware?
Hardware.
Yeah, I want hardware.
You want serious hardware?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, here's some serious hardware. You know, some of my work has to do with fairly secretive stuff, okay? I have clients who are very careful about how information is moved around and so forth. And one of the problems we run into is when hard drives fail. Because sometimes when hard drives fail, you could still get data off of them, but you can't really use the drive anymore. And we can't erase it properly either. So we're sort of stuck. What do you do with this hard drive? And, you know, taking it apart by hand is fun only once or twice. But there's a better solution. I found a company that makes a business of dealing with this sort of equipment. And it's at shrinkster.com/40U, as in uniform. Now, there's a bunch of products here that you gotta see.
Ooh. Industrial shredders and disintegrators.
Yes. Personally, I like anybody who's got enough nerve to create a website about disintegrators.
I know, man.
You know, that's special. What did you make today, sweetheart? Built a half a dozen disintegrators.
Do they have any, like, point-and-shoot disintegrators? Because that's what I'm looking for.
That's what you're... Yeah, something that'll disintegrate at a distance. Now,
look, there's one with a conveyor belt, man.
Just to get an idea of how serious these people actually are, on the link that I just gave you, on that page, you see it near the top, it says hard drives, and it's a link. Click on that link, the hard drives link. Because that really text shows you what these guys can do to a hard drive.
On the top right, right?
It's sort of in the middle.
Paragraph,
it's
right?
In the text.
The paragraph of text, like second paragraph down, I think?
In the second paragraph down in the text about hard drive destruction. Okay? These guys will reduce a hard drive into bits the size of your little baby fingernail. Right?
So we're kind of looking
like
at
hard drive
and,
gravel.
We're looking at a before and after picture here. On the left is a hard drive, and on the right is a pile of metal bits.
Yeah, a pile of gravel. I mean, just completely destroys them.
That's amazing.
Is that serious? This, when we say disintegration, we are not fooling around.
Why couldn't you just do that with a big hammer?
Yeah, you know, you could.
That's
but it'd
the
take
funny
a while.
Thing.
I think
it'd be more impressive.
Easy to do.
I think it would be more impressive if they melted them and turned them into red pools of lava.
You know, it's cool about this too. It's good for your landfills because the hard drive probably takes up about half as much space as it did when you started because, you know, all that empty space, gone.
And it will biodegrade more quickly.
Yeah.
I think this is something that was invented by the Department of Homeland Security.
No, this was invented by Enron.
Yeah, right.
Now, the funny part, of course, is that these things are not cheap. Like, if you take a look at that Model 22 HDS, which is really the one recommended for hard drive destruction.
How it works.
Oh, my God. $35,000.
Yes, they're not cheap.
Wow.
Oh, but shipping is free.
Oh, how nice.
But I love
and
that
you
it's
can buy your own soundproof cabinet and vacuum bagger for it, too.
Should I buy one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you can get them, you know. What I really like is that there's a quantity option there in case you needed five.
This thing looks like a refrigerator on four giant caster wheels that you can kind of roll around and take to your hard drives.
Can you imagine the noise that this thing makes?
Oh my God.
It must be astounding.
Yeah.
I'm not done with this website. There's one more thing. On the left side, down the products list, there's a thing called electronic media erasers.
Okay.
And when you click on that, it talks about degaussers, which are magnets, and CD, DVD, declassifier. A declassifier being a device that turns CDs into powder.
Wow.
It's not classified anymore.
Declassifier.
Now, my favorite product in this list here is the professional hard drive degausser. So click on that hard drive degausser and take a look. The thing is $30,000, okay?
It's a box.
And it's a box that weighs 44 pounds. Okay, I'm telling you what. It's a magnet with a door on it. And they want $30,000 for it. It doesn't even have a power cord.
Wow.
There's no blinky lights. $30,000.
Does it run on batteries? Solar power?
It's a magnet.
Is it like you hook it up to a river or something to get power? How do you hook it? Was it wind generated? What's going on with this thing? How does this work?
Magnet.
It's not even an electric magnet.
Not even an electric magnet. It's a solid 40-pound magnet.
Wow.
How do you turn
it
off?
Look, it has an erasure cycle time of 60 seconds, which means you take your hard drive, you stick it in the little door on top of the magnet, and you wait a minute.
And then you pry it off with a crowbar.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That's an interesting question. How do you get the hard drive out of there?
How do you get it out of there again?
How do you move
that's
that
why
thing?
It's so big. It's actually, you know, you don't put the hard drives out. You just toss another hard drive in. You can only do, you know, 30 hard drives.
Hard drives. Then you have to buy another one.
Dude, the MSRP is like $34,000. They're selling it for $30,000. They got a web special today.
So what a deal. And look, again, the quantity option, if you need a few of them.
Wait, I got a question. Aren't these guys the manufacturer?
Yeah.
So then if that's the manufacturer suggested retail price, then why are, and they're selling it for that, then what?
It must be worth
$10.
Because
it's the online, and when you go to the store and buy it, it's that price, but the online discounted price.
So you know what? I was going to go down the street and go to the disintegration and
degausser,
shredding shop.
The degausser store.
But,
dude, get it online, man. You can save like $4,000.
Catch an hour of Freaky Geek Speak every week at mondays.pwop.com. Mondays, what Sunday threw up.